pod. I am Chris Hewitt, and welcome to this very, 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 very special Avengers Infinity War second trailer breakdown, recorded here in my little tiny man cave at Shea Hewitt. Did I say that right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Like Benicio del Toro. That's
yes.
Shay.
Yes.
Which is why I have the terrible beard.
Sure.
Just like him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And as you can hear, I hope you can hear, Christ, otherwise this is a waste of time. I'm joined by our geek queen, Helen O'Hara.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm quite envious of your man cave. I feel like I'm in Ready Player One.
It's not that geeky, is it?
No.
I'm working on it. I'm slowly putting artwork up. I've only lived here a year, so you can see why it's taken me a while to get around to stuff. It's doing all right.
It's happening.
We're looking down. Dirty Harry's looking down on this. Galactus is looking down on this. There's a Daredevil print over there. George Lucas.
Yep.
It's all happening.
Another Daredevil, another Galactus. A Thanos and a Punisher.
Yeah.
But a Thanos, Chris.
A Thanos, yeah. A Thanos, Helen.
Thanos.
Thanos. Is the way that it is being pronounced. This was because we bought these, didn't we, in... you have similar prints. Mm-hmm. We bought these at Comic-Con, mm-hmm. didn't we? And I wanted something that matched up the colors. So Thanos is purple. Galactus is purple. Galactus is the man, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, he's literally not, but okay.
I mean, he's not. He's beyond such petty concerns, isn't he, really? He's all we know about Galactus is he has a kick-ass helmet and he's constantly hungry. I can relate.
Hey, were we here to talk about something?
I don't know. Oh, Avengers, yes. So, today the Avengers, the second trailer for Avengers Infinity War dropped on the internet, and we thought we would do what we did last time, which was we did an impromptu podcast, and we somehow managed to spin out 34 minutes talking about a 2.5 minute trailer. And I'm not saying we're going to try and beat that today, but
sure,
let's give it a go, shall we?
I mean, we seem to be doing well so far.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how long our discussion of the actual film is going to be? Proportionately, it will be over a day.
What if it sucks, though?
Yeah.
What if it sucks?
It won't. Will it?
I hope not. I think that there are legitimate worries with a movie with this many characters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we've seen this story in broad brushstroke terms
sure.
before with Justice League, which had a CG bad guy appear on Earth from outer space, going after a bunch of multicolored MacGuffins, prompting a group of superhuman characters to come together to fend him off.
There are some fundamental differences, though, between Justice League and Avengers Infinity War, which is that Justice League was building on, with the exception of Wonder Woman, nothing. And this is building on, with the exception of the Incredible Hulk, you know, lots of really good stuff. So I feel like we have cause to be more optimistic than we do.
Definitely more cause to be optimistic with this one. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the trailer in general terms first, then we're going to go frame by frame.
Sure.
Because that works when you're listening to two people talking about a trailer.
People can play along at home, though, can't they, pretty much?
Yeah, of course they can, yeah. Freeze frame with us, why don't you? So I'm just going to type this in. So what did you think of the trailer itself? Do you think it was better or worse or on a par with the last one?
I feel like it's probably on a par overall. I feel like we maybe got a couple more character beats, perhaps, than the last one. But I'm pretty happy overall. I mean, you know, Cap's beard is still in it, so what else do I need, really?
I don't know. I haven't seen her yet. She's Sharon Carter, I don't think, is in this film.
And it's happy birthday to that joke.
There we go. Anyway, yes, so I'm going to try and get the poster up big time, because I love talking about posters. You know, I'm a big old nerd.
I do.
But this is a poster, first of all, which has loads and loads of characters on it. You may notice immediately, Helen, that Ant-Man and Hawkeye do not appear to be on this poster, and would appear to be Sirs not appearing in this film.
Wait, but, I mean, are you sure Ant-Man isn't there? Like, can you be sure?
You can never be sure with someone that bloody small, can you?
He could be anywhere.
He could be
anywhere. He could be here right now. Probably not, though.
He could. Oh, God, the things he's seen. Right, so we don't think that Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye is in this movie, and we don't think Paul Rudd's Ant-Man is in this movie. We know they are in Avengers 4.
Right.
We know that. We know that Ant-Man is also in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Right.
But they don't seem to be in this one.
I was talking to somebody on Twitter earlier. Let's see, it was at Oh, That's Just Rich, who suggested that perhaps we could just regularly cut to Hawkeye just pottering about the farm. And maybe, like, in the background, he'd have some, you know, gift baskets saying, come back, Clint, or something.
Yes.
We miss you. But basically, he'd just be, you know, every so often in the middle of a fight scene, just cut to him feeding the chickens.
Aww.
You know?
I like that.
I think it'd be good.
That could work. Yeah, I wonder where he is. Presumably, he's off buying the farm. Presumably, he's off going around the farm, kicking the bucket. I've done these jokes before. Everybody, but, you know.
But we all thought he was out last time and he wasn't. So it could be a double, triple bluff.
This is true. Maybe he turns up at the end of the movie with his arrows and he saves the day.
He could kill Thanos.
He could kill Thanos with a lucky shot.
No such thing.
No such thing for Hawkeye. He never misses. Played 18, shot 18. Bollocks, Clint. If you did that, you would be the world's greatest golfer and you would be a millionaire and you could retire. And none of this fighting bad guys nonsense.
I feel like, but you know, has he had any, he's had no enhancement. He's just super, you know, super
he's just
trained.
super buff and ripped.
Yeah, but could like anybody me. Trust though, you know, be like Cap could win the 100 meters, but you don't see him entering.
This is true. Yeah, this is absolutely right. We have never seen Cap entering. Right. Well, the thing I want to talk about on the trailer is the credits, because this is the credit block down at the bottom is absolutely nuts. I mean, this is an insane amount of people in this movie, and the order in which they're billed at the moment is of interest to me. So just about making out at the bottom there. Robert Downey Jr. gets first billing.
Okay,
that's a big shock. Chris Hemsworth is billed second. Mark Ruffalo billed third. Chris Evans off the radio is billed fourth, which is a big thing. Uh-huh. Scarlett Johansson, Benedict Cumberbatch, Don Cheadle, Tom Holland, Chadwick Boseman. We'll talk later on as we get into the trailer about T'Challa and Black Panther and Wakanda and their presence in this trailer. Then we get into Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, Tom Hiddleston. So Tom Hiddleston is in the credit block, but he's not in the names above the title here.
Right.
Idris Elba, Peter Dinklage, who we still don't know who he's playing, Benedict Wong, Pom Clementieff, Karen Gillan, Dave Bautista, Zoe Saldana, featuring Vin Diesel as Groot, Bradley Cooper as Rocket, with Gwyneth Paltrow, with...
Okay.
Benicio del Toro.
Oh.
With.
That figures.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Never mind the length of this movie, feel the widths. And Chris Pratt. So he gets and Chris Pratt.
Wow.
Top agent work there, surely. I mean, how do you get that? That's a big one. Loads of people must have wanted the and, right? And Chris Pratt has swooped in at the last minute. Burt Macklin, FBI, has burst into the room.
Surely you could have more than one and. So Benicio del Toro, though, makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because he needs to get an Infinity Stone from
him.
He
does. He does. So he's going to turn up. I imagine he's going to snap the collector's neck. He's going to collect a dead body and then move on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's my theory now.
That's
so
your theory. Okay.
We know Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. All right. Okay. Good. That's a credit block nerdery over. Let's go through this trailer.
Trailer nerdery to begin.
Trailer nerd. 25 minutes into this. Okay, here we go. Play along at home, why don't you? Okay.
Upside down New York.
Yep, but then it turns itself the right way up.
Oh, that's
look
clever.
At that. It is clever, isn't it? So a comet is coming into land, or coming in to hit New York, except we know it's not a comet. It is a spaceship belonging to Thanos's evil minions.
No.
The children of Thanos. The
no.
other children of Thanos. The Black Order. And two of them...
Is this a Star Wars crossover?
don't go there. Honestly, we'll be here all day. And we know that two of them are going to be dispatched to Edinburgh. Or do I know this?
You know this.
I know this. All right. So a cover feature in Avengers Infinity War is hitting next week. Am I right in saying that? I think I'm right in saying that. So that's going to be on the cover of New Empire. You're going to read all sorts of stuff in that one as well. This contains two members... Of the Black Order.
Of the Black Order.
And another two members will show up in Edinburgh. And cool. That is all I'm going to say on that subject.
I feel like there's going to be more you're going to say on that subject, but we'll come back to it.
Shh. Right. So now we have a shot of Bruce and Natasha there together.
Aw. Not quite holding hands.
Not
but,
quite.
You know,
close enough.
Close enough for the shippers, that's for sure.
You can feel the sexual tension. And Rhodey, who has said, get a roof in more than one, at least one occasion in this MCU, he must be sick. He must be just sick of it. just constantly in a room with people who want to, you know, bump uglies. And they're looking up. Why are they looking up? Because Natasha has got a plane that is painting, "I love you, Bruce.
Aww.
I forgive you for hulking out and leaving me during the battle of Sokovia and going off to space and having adventures with," and then it runs out because she had no more money. But I think you can imagine.
Somebody had lend her some money. Tony would definitely lend money to that cause.
She knows no question. So here's Rhodey. What do we think this is? Wakanda?
I feel like Wakanda. She's dressed like she is in the battle in Wakanda.
And he's dressed like he is when he meets
her in the previous
trailer. Yeah. Okay, so, all right. And then we see the comet that is actually a spaceship streaking across the sky. And here we see the Sanctum Sanctorum.
It's reflected in the eye, as it were.
Oh.
It looks very Parisian, the roof of that building, doesn't it? Anyway.
It does. Did I tell you when I went to New York on holiday beforehand, before Christmas, I went to 177 Bleecker Street. It ain't this.
No, it isn't.
It is not even close to this.
I feel like you should have perhaps anticipated that. But
I did anticipate it, but you know what? It's because he's a super duper wizard and he doesn't want people to see.
Of course
it is. That's what it is. Right. Oh, and then we have a shot that we saw a version of in the previous trailer, which is Thanos, that big bastard, dropping the blue Infinity Stone into his Infinity Gauntlet, and he looks to have
another one in there already, a red one maybe.
Is that the red one or is that the purple one?
Purpley pink, I don't know. Look at the detail in his arms. Look at the fuzz of hair. That's really nice.
This
good work.
It's good. I think the CG on Thanos is looking really, really great. And I'm trying to train myself to say Thanos after years of saying Thanos.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just wrong, frankly, if you ask me. Meanwhile, during this, a voice is talking about how when she was growing up, Thanos always wanted... He had a dream as far back as he could remember. He always wanted to destroy half the universe.
Why half? I mean, he's literally wants to do things by halves.
I think he wants to take... It's a strange way of bringing balance to the universe by... See, this is the thing. If you're on a seesaw and you want to bring balance to the seesaw, destroying half the seesaw
that's
is not the way to
bring
do
balance.
It.
No, it's in fact quite the opposite.
Yeah, indeed. I'm no physicist. But no. I suspect...
If you are a physicist, please do write in and tell us how destroying half a seesaw could bring
works.
Balance.
So the voice is saying Thanos wants to bring all the Infinity Stones together and then he's going to destroy half the known universe. And this is revealed to be Gamora.
I'm realizing, this is the way that Anakin brought balance to the Force. By destroying half the Force.
This is true, yeah.
Anyway,
but
sorry.
He was stupid.
Yes, that's true. Gamora, you are correct. Yeah. He's talking.
It's Gamora, who, of course, is the daughter of Thanos. Little nitpick. If she knew all this, why didn't she mention it at any previous point? When she sees the orb in the first Guardians, why doesn't she go, "That's an Infinity Stone, and my dad wants one of those"?
Maybe she didn't know it was an Infinity Stone, or maybe she didn't think there was any prospect of him getting any of the Infinity Stones, and therefore it wasn't something worth bothering about yet. You've got to prioritize. Like, we all know that, you know, the climate change is a terrible threat, and yet we're still drinking out plastic bottles, so go figure.
This is true. There she is, Gamora, and she says that Thanos, if he gets all the Infinity Stones, he'll click his fingers, and a mariachi band will start playing, and it'll be bad for half the known universe. That's going to be a lot of fun, which, of course, is something that happens in the Infinity Gauntlet, which is bad news for everybody who's on the receiving end of a click.
Sure.
And I do wonder, we've talked in the past in the podcast about how the MCU doesn't replicate, at least not really to my knowledge, I guess maybe Tony building the original Iron Man suit in the cave is as close as you're going to get to a straight up adaptation visually and story-wise of the comic books.
Well, there have been lifts of images, but not story attached to them.
Yeah.
And there have been lifts of bits of stories, but not necessarily the images attached to those. So they've taken flavors and concepts and ideas, but not necessarily, you know, the full thing. Which is good, because, you know, that what works on a page often doesn't work on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, they've never gone near the Tony being an alcoholic story, the Demon in the Bottle story. Extremis in Iron Man 3 was so different from Extremis in the comic books. So I'm not sure they're going to go down this route, but the fact that she's clicking her fingers and setting this up as a possibility, intriguing. So a little bit of trailer cheekery-pokery here. She says something about him, and then Tony Stark says...
And he looks to be in the Sanctum there, right?
Yeah, he says, "Tell me his name again." The trailer is set up so it looks like Tony is responding to Gamora, but of course he's not.
But not yet, he isn't.
He's not, yeah. He is in the Sanctum Sanctorum, and he's just being told about Thanos and all his worst dreams are coming true. Gamora says Thanos, and then we see him. I honestly, the CG in this guy is really good. Unless Josh Brolin underwent some serious prosthetics.
It's hard to know what a realistic 9-foot purple guy with a, you know, a tentacle chin is supposed to look
tentacle
like.
Tentacle or and, testicle?
I mean, pick one. But it's supposed to know what photoreal is for that guy. But, you know, this seems pretty close.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And again, if you look here at the gauntlet, he's taking off his helmet. He has the purple stone on his hand. And there is flames all around him. So I would posit that this is on what we now know as Asgard, the ship at the end of Thor Ragnarok.
Right. So he hasn't even added the Tesseract yet. I see.
No, he has not. He has not. It's a Tesseract he is adding in the earlier shot. All right. So this is all good stuff. Then we have the Marvel logo. I just need a moment to compose myself. then we have Peter Parker donning his Spider-Man suit on the side of a moving school bus. Now, I think this is clearly after the shot in the previous trailer where he sees
the thing out the window.
Yeah, and his hair's got up in his arms.
Yeah,
which apparently is all CG.
Ooh, yeah, they're very clever nowadays, aren't they?
That was all CG because apparently Tom Holland he doesn't have any hairs in his arms.
Come
he told
on.
Me that himself. So there you go. So he's clearly swinging into action. I love this shot. Wide shot of New York, about to be ravaged by the Black Order. And that's a big old spaceship.
Yeah, and a giant sort of Taurus. Oh, and you can see Stark Tower or Avengers Tower. That's really nice in the background.
Where's that?
It's sort of a little bit over from the Empire State Building to the right.
Oh.
So between the Empire State and the Taurus.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. So it's parked right beside.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It looks like it's hovering over the library. Maybe they've got some overdue books.
Maybe the Ghostbusters fans, they want to go and check it out.
I mean, that's why I went there, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, if they go to Hook and Ladder 8, they'll be disappointed because it's under refurbishment. Bastards. All right, then we have a shot of Tony as Iron Man pursuing what appears to be the Black Order's ship, and it is going somewhere very, very fast. Too fast for Tony Stark, surely. No!
Oh, he has a super boost mode. His feet turn into foot and it has a rocket.
I hope that's what he says. Engage, super boost mode. Feet foot, go. And then Friday's like,
ah, Jesus, Tony, I don't want to do it.
I can't believe you're committing hate crimes against my people. Right now.
Your people?
My people.
Your people.
What, do you want to wave our passports at each other?
It's one great big island, Helen, isn't it, really?
It is.
We're all Irish. We're all Warwick Davis in Leprechaun 4 back in the hood. We're all his children.
Thank goodness for that.
So then we have a shot in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Doctor Strange. Tony is talking at this point about how they know what Thanos wants. He wants the stones. So there he is with the big old
opening the eye. So we know that's one of them. And then look. Oh, it's Scarlet Witch looking at Vision. And his forehead also, in particular, which is yellow and glowing.
Yeah.
Hey, almost like a Infinity Stone.
What? What's going on with that? So, are they in Wakanda at this point? Look at the lush, verdant greenery around them, Helen.
It is verdant and green.
This is clearly not Edinburgh.
It could be. Maybe
you think? Maybe they're at the zoo, checking out the pandas?
Maybe they're at the zoo with the pandas. That's a lovely thought. Wow, I hope they are.
All right, so then we have Paul Bettany as Jeff Vision, and he is looking a bit worried because what he has in his head, Thanos doth want.
Mm-hmm. So now we're in Wakanda.
See, this is interesting because Tony at this point says, we know what he wants and basically we're in a position to, you know, not give it to him.
Sure.
So then it cuts from the green, the time stone, to the mind stone, which Vision has in his head. And then it cuts to Wakanda.
Mm.
Now, Wakanda has long been rumored to be the location of the sixth and final stone, the Soul Stone.
Yes.
And this shot, again, could be just traitor jiggery pokery.
Could be.
It seems to confirm that there is something. Otherwise, why would he come?
I mean, there's quite a lot of reasons to go to Wakanda otherwise.
It's great scenery.
A bunch of people are going there for their prosthetic limbs, for their mind control removal treatment.
It's the world leader in mind control removal treatment.
Yep. Any broken white boys should all head to Wakanda to get fixed.
What if you're a broken purple boy? What if his space toilet is broken and this is why he's going to see Shuri? She's going to pop it in the shop.
You know what? She could end this whole thing right now by just fixing the space toilet.
Yeah. All right. So we're in Wakanda, home of T'Challa. And there he is, along with Okoye and Ayo as well. And what's interesting about this trailer is that this is coming out, obviously, after the huge success of Black Panther, which just passed a $1
billion.
Milestone of the box office this week. And I was honestly expecting this trailer to be wall-to-wall Black Panther. Like, yeah. You know, Black Panther, Black Panther, Black Panther. And featuring some other people too. Now, maybe they were too far along the path of cuttiness to do that. Maybe they're so confident that they don't need to do that.
Or maybe his scenes are a little bit too hard to cut into without revealing too much.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if this is all like second or third act stuff, mm-hmm. as they realize just how important Wakanda is. But there he is, T'Challa, and that's Steve and Natasha coming to meet him.
Just great.
And they're on the run, obviously.
Look at his coat. My God, that man can dress.
All right. Okay, so we have the next show. He is pretty stylish, isn't he?
He is. No, actually, there you do see Vision. Yeah, Vision and Scarlet Witch arriving behind them. So yes. It completely fits that they could be in Wakanda. And you see Rhodey's legs as well. You get a good shot of Rhodey's legs.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
his braces.
His legs.
Which, in fairness, could
my
be...
braces!
Those are not necessarily Wakandan. Those could very well be a couple
Stark
more...
Tech.
Yes, a couple more generations of the Stark Tech ones we saw at the end of Civil War.
All right, so I'm going to put a theory together.
Okay.
So in the previous trailer, we saw Vision and Wanda in Edinburgh being attacked by something.
Yeah.
And then Hunky Beard Man turns mm-hmm. up with Blondie Lady and Wingy Man and his wingman, his literal wingman. And they rescue, this is my thinking, okay? They rescue Vision and Scarlet Witch.
Which would explain why Vision's looking a bit sad there.
Yes.
In this grab, which could be non-representative. Can you see yellow in his forehead there?
Yes.
Is he shiny?
Yes.
Okay.
You can see yellow.
Okay, good.
There's definite yellow in Vision's forehead.
It was all
or
yellow.
It's a sip just about to pop, or it's a Mind Stone, one of those two. Bruce and Rhodey on this ship is interesting to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Also, Rhodey hanging out with Vision and Falcon after last time is, you know, shows a certain amount of forgiveness on his part.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm. What a guy.
But then again, they're up against it, aren't they?
That's true.
Steve and the T'Challa shake hands. That's very exciting. And then we have this interesting shot, and this is the only shot. Oh, in fact, we've spotted something new here, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
So this is a shot of Shuri, played by Letitia Wright, who was one of the standouts of Black Panther. We absolutely loved her. It's good to see she's in this one as well. But I sincerely hope there's a scene in this where we see, at some point in this or Avengers 4, where Tony, Shuri, and Rocket Raccoon have some sort of invention of. She is holding a 3D hologram of Vision's noggin. But you can see in the foreground of the shot, Vision himself lying down. So maybe he's getting a quick diagnostic.
And he does still have the stone. So that they must have maybe... I wonder if they tried to steal it, if they've realized what it is a little bit more than they did before.
Yeah. So then the Guardians of the Galaxy last time around were held back very much to the end of the trailer. Mm-hmm. They were almost the post-credit sting of that trailer. By the way, we're going to hit something like 45 minutes of this thing.
Oh, but good lord.
Yeah. Here we see Quill, Gamora, and Drax walking down the steps of what I presume is the Milano. And I wonder if this is after Thor thumps into their spaceship. Because the Comic-Con footage, Comic-Con last year, started with Thor, the Guardians, flying along, mm-hmm. about to go on a mission. And then something thumps into their their spaceship. It turns out to be Thor, who has been flung there by something. What could it possibly
be? Or some Titan.
So maybe they're going to examine that. Or maybe not. Who knows? Is this Nowhere again?
Is that four of them, or am I missing somebody there?
Do you know what I think is happening here?
Paul Clemente up there?
Yeah, that is Mantis behind
him.
Okay, I'm going to theorize here.
Please do.
I think this is Nowhere.
Ooh.
I think this is where the Collector is. And I think... we've been to Nowhere in the past, and it is a bustling hive of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't here, is it? It looks dead, almost as if it has been visited by...
something scary.
By a space plumber. I'm here to fix your space toilet. So that's my theory. And then this is one of my favorite moments. The thing I love about this trailer, I don't know if you agree, Helen, is is the interplay between characters that we haven't seen interact before. So there's a great moment towards the end of the trailer between Peter Parker and Doctor Strange. But this is great. This is Drax. What's this guy's name?
Tony
Stark. And we have Peter Quill. And you don't see in this shot yet, but I think Peter Parker's in this shot as well.
Yes.
And Quill is being an idiot here.
Well, what's really funny is I feel like Tony is getting Tonied right now. I feel like he's getting the treatment he's always given to everyone else. And I kind of love it. I'm also, by the way, this new armor, it's very sort of sculptural. It's very sort of that Da Vinci man picture with all the muscles. It's really interesting and not quite like we've seen before. I'm kind of feeling it.
Yeah, I wonder what tricks he has up his sleeve. Where do you think we are? Because I don't think this is on Earth.
I don't think this is on Earth. It doesn't look earthy at all. I have no idea, though.
I've read theories and reports that maybe as part of the hero's plan, they try and double back and go to Thanos' home planet, or they go somewhere.
Right.
In an attempt to find out what makes him tick and find his weaknesses. But what I love about this scene as well is the fact that Quill here is being an absolute idiot. And this is the world's smartest man. And he's like, your plan sucks. And I think if I come up with a plan, it would be so much better.
Well, he'd come up with 12% of a plan.
I'm really excited to see how these guys get together, because we know that the movie starts off with Tony together with Bruce Banner and Doctor Strange and Wong. So how does he end up with the Guardians? Where is Thor at this point?
How much crossover is there, and is there a big summit where they're all in one scene?
Well, that's the thing, we haven't seen this yet.
I know.
This is the scene that Anthony Mackie has talked about, which is the scene that had 40 people in it, but that we think he was just...
We think he was running up.
Yeah, we think he was over-egging the pudding a little bit. Because even in my most generous estimates of who's in this movie, and if you're like me, you've done many, many spreadsheets, there isn't 40...
You haven't done a spreadsheet. Yeah.
No, I've done many spreadsheets. I've done a PowerPoint presentation. Anyway, let's move on. Yeah, there's Peter. There's Peter Parker.
Also with a new suit.
Yeah.
Very shiny. Very Tony.
The Iron Spider.
And I like that he's got helmet hair, you know, because few people do in this film.
So then we're in Wakanda as we enter the fourth hour of this podcast. And a bunch of people are flying towards something in the distance here.
Now, that's interesting, because that is not... To me, it doesn't necessarily scream spaceship landing. It could also be digging machine coming up, which might feed into the whole idea of there being a soul stone maybe at the heart of the meteor that landed, full of vibranium. Maybe? I'm completely, spitballing here, but hey.
Interesting. Okay. Let's move on.
But doesn't it look a bit diggy,
It does look a little bit diggy. This is a war machine. We got Falcon here as well. We got a whole bunch of Wakandan transports as well. As we can see, Steve and T'Challa in one transport.
With the entire Dora Milaje with them, it looks
pretty much.
And Steve's hair blowing in the wind.
Oh. In the other transport, we have Natasha, some more Wakandan troops, and White Wolf.
Yay.
A Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes, with his new longer Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Circa 2010 haircut and beard. And look at this new arm, Hell Spells. Look at this.
It is stylish, isn't it? And you're right, very Wakandan techie looking. He's lost the Soviet star. Probably fair.
you wouldn't want to keep it, out of sentiment.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Yeah, you like?
Strong.
You approve?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm good with it.
All right.
Although, why isn't his hair blowing in the wind so much?
It's
sheltered by...
He gels a lot.
I should have known.
Super stronghold. Then we have someone in the Hulkbuster armor.
Yep.
Right. So there's a cape billowing. It's Thor.
It's Thor, because you can see the arm, and there's no mistaking that arm for Doctor Strange.
No, this is
true. With all respect to Benedict Cumberbatch, who I'm sure has been hitting the gym hard.
Yeah.
That is not Benedict Cumberbatch's arm.
It sure ain't. All right. So this is Thor, and he's clearly... with Rocket Raccoon here, which might indicate why Rocket isn't with the Guardians in that previous shot. So maybe Thor thumps into their spaceship, all right, and they get him into the spaceship, and he's like, oh, I've got attacked by a big purple space toilet man, and oh, he did terrible things to Korg and my brother, and then Rocket's like, well, we gotta go on a mission, you guys gotta know where, and I'm gonna hang around with the big dude, and we're gonna go off on a side mission and do our own thing.
Do a thing, yeah. Could that be back on the ruins of Valhalla shipness?
Oh, it might be. It might be.
I'm interested in how the cape, how breathing works for Thor and his people, but,
In space?
Yeah.
They breathe magic. Or you think of it as science or magic. It's all the same. There's Thor. Look at him. He's angry.
It does appear to be a ship, you know? It appears to be an enclosed ship-like space. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's the one we saw? Yeah, it might be Asgard, so to speak. Mm. So he's with Groot as well. And again, Groot wasn't in the previous shot. I think my theory is coming true. Then we have a shot of a huge machine. Which, is this a machine that comes up in Wakanda?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is this the big diggy thing?
Big diggy thing.
Is it a diggy thing? I don't want to, you know, presume that I'm right. Yeah. But it could maybe be, because look, those look like they might be.
Well, this is the ship, isn't it? This
is the tourist thing kind of crashing through.
Yeah, big spinny thing. It's just about to run Charlize Theron over.
Mm-hmm. Run sideways, Charlize.
Right. So, okay. So now this is one of the interesting things. We've been told, the Russos have said this repeatedly, that this movie is as much about Thanos as it is about anyone else. That he is, in many, many ways, the lead character of this movie. He drives the plot, he drives everything, and we'll find out much more about him. And I think this shot, this next shot here, which is Thanos standing in front of a little girl, a little green-skinned girl, indicates that. We are going to meet young Thanos and young Gamora. So here he is.
He doesn't look much younger. I think he's kind of...
Well, it was about 30 years beforehand, I guess.
I think it's 25. I don't think she's playing 37. Yeah. Now, that's interesting that she's taking his hand. Is there meant to be an element of coercion here? Is it sort of a come with me if you want your people to live? Or is it a genuine sort of childlike innocence, trust the big man with the shiny helmet, you know, thing? Do you know what I mean? Like that she carried a lot of resentment, didn't she, for the loss of her world and her people. But that doesn't seem reflected in this shot. So it's kind of interesting where things went horribly wrong for these two likely lads.
Because clearly what's happening here, look at this, you got Thanos and his people.
Yeah.
And they're taking over Gamora's world, and then he's taking Gamora somewhere. Yeah. And what's interesting, we haven't seen Nebula yet. I still feel that Nebula is going to be a huge part of this. I think if you were to draw up a list of people who are actually responsible for the killing of Thanos, there's Hawkeye with a lucky shot, and Nebula, I think, would be quite high up that list as well. So then we have a shot. This was in the Comic-Con trailer. This was in the Comic-Con footage that they showed. And it's not looking good for Thor in this shot.
No, it looks like a giant man has his hand about to crush his skull. So that's not good, Chris. You're correct.
I'm not a doctor, Helen. I'm not a physicist and I'm not a doctor, but I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, that's not good.
Well, maybe he's just picking him up by the head to throw him out the window.
Yeah, or to hang him neatly on a rack.
There you go.
Like Mjolnir. Just placing him lovingly on a shelf.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that this is early in the film. I think
yes, very much so.
And this might end with Thor being flung into space.
Yeah.
This is my feeling on this.
I think so.
But tell you what, Thanos must be a big fan of Kids in the Hall.
Really?
Yeah, because all the way through this trailer, he is, I am crushing your head. I am crushing your head. I am like, I crush your head. No, you're not getting my reference.
For those of you listening right now, Chris is making crushing my head gestures at me.
Flathead. I crush your head.
Do you not remember that?
I didn't really watch Kids in the Hall. Well, I know, it's right there.
For some of my box sets. It's good. All right. Helen, tell people what's happening in this shot.
This is Loki being held at gunpoint with loads of dead bodies all around.
Gunpoint is one way of putting it.
Okay, well, three spear point. I'm not sure what that thing is.
Is that Korg's weapon from...
No, I don't think so.
Ragnarok?
No, I think it's hers.
It's hers, okay.
And he is surrounded basically by what I take to be the Black Order, who are, you know, frankly, just not an attractive bunch of individuals.
They're not nice people. They're twats, basically, is what they are. So they are Proxima Midnight.
Right.
Corvus Glaive.
Sure.
Fred from Accounts, who signed up accidentally, and now he just has to go along with these terrified. No, it's Corvus Glaive, Ebony Maw, and the other one.
Cull Obsidian.
Cull Obsidian. Cull Obsidian. You're absolutely right. How could I forget? And
so I'm interested, do they have Loki at gunpoint to put pressure on Thor or vice versa? And does this come before or after? I feel like after Loki gives up the Tesseract, as we saw in the Comic-Con footage, to
I agree.
Thanos.
I think every sign, every indication that we've had, I mean, I haven't seen Heimdall in this sequence either, or Korg, where Leia, I hope they survive this, but every indication we have is that this may be the way that Loki bows out in this franchise.
What? No!
Which, given... It's a real shame, given where he was at the end of Ragnarok, and given that the two brothers were finally on a level, and they'd finally found peace and a kind of understanding of each other, and then along comes... Purple Some space plumber. And
purple dude.
All goes wrong.
What a bastard.
Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he'll be okay. But here is Thanos. He has been given the Tesseract. He smashes it into little teeny bits, puts it into his gauntlet, and becomes more powerful. Then we have a couple of really quick shots of Bucky and Steve preparing for action. Not that sort of action, you mucky-minded slash fiction
what?
Devils.
I didn't say a thing.
There's Steve's beard looking resplendent.
It's a really good beard. Apparently he doesn't even oil it.
Really?
Yes, there is an excellent podcast, and much less waffly than this one, called the Thirst Aid Podcast.
Okay.
And they had Chris Evans on entirely to talk about his attractiveness, and they spent quite some time on the beard.
How do we not get it? We should get him on this podcast.
We should get him on this podcast.
He should come around to my man cave.
No one should come around to your man cave, Chris. But interesting here, you've got T'Challa in the foreground and Steve and Bucky lined up behind, and Hulkbuster behind that.
Okay, so they're all prepping for battle. What are they battling? Here's another shot that we can see from behind here. We can see Bucky and Steve and Natasha and T'Challa and
Okoye,
I'm guessing.
And look, it still looks like it's coming out of the ground to me, so...
It does, doesn't it? Helen may be onto something here. It looks like it's coming out of the ground, and they've put... Something has put a big force shield around it. Maybe it's his own force field energy? Who knows?
No, I think that's a force field around Wakanda.
It was a force field around Wakanda? Okay.
Yeah.
So we have another shot. This was in the Comic-Con footage as well. This is Doctor Strange in that place, I think. I don't think this is Wakanda.
No.
You know what? It might be Wakanda.
I mean, if it is, it's later in the day, and yeah, a whole lot of stuff has gotten smashed.
Yeah, if it is, something very, very bad has gone on here at this point. But let's say it's somewhere out in space. So Doctor Strange has gone there, or been taken there, or he's just found his way there, and he is teaming up with Star-Lord to create a series of magic platforms on which...
Stepping stones,
on which Peter Quill can... jump, avoiding great big bursts of purple laser energy.
Yeah.
All right, this next shot has caused a lot of speculation. This is Doctor Strange being tortured on a ship by, we think, Ebony Maw.
Which is a good name. Like, I will get, like, as a villain's names go, that is a great villain name, I have to say. I was in a cave in Iceland earlier in the week, and there were loads of icicles in it, and this is giving me painful flashbacks.
Did this happen?
It pretty much happened, yeah. But it looks unpleasant, and he looks like he's having a bad time. And of course, this references a comic we were discussing before this started.
Yes, it does.
So they're in the Infinity War comics.
Infinity comics. Yeah.
There is the story of Doctor Strange getting tortured and forced to reveal information. Mm-hmm. Crucial to the resistance to Thanos.
Thanos.
And in fact, even being turned into a double agent. So there's been a lot of speculation that this is what we're seeing. What do you think?
Again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier on. That there has never really been a direct adaptation of a storyline in the comic books, and I don't think they would start now. So I think they will maybe rip imagery from that, and this is a pretty effective image.
Really is.
But I don't think that... that Steve Strange is going to turn out to be a bad one.
He also seems to still be wearing a necklace at this moment.
Yes, but is the time stone within that necklace?
Fair question.
And if they do have the time stone at this point, then why are they torturing him?
I mean, they're bad guys, Chris.
Yeah.
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but
yeah,
they don't always need a reason.
This is Ebony Maw, and he's just evil, isn't he? He's like an evil shithead.
It's a very much a face that only a mother could love. I think I saw him once in a David Attenborough documentary.
He's like the worst David Lynch evil henchman you could think of, isn't he? And he's shushing Doctor Strange. Then we have another shot here in Wakanda. And okay, so this is interesting. So these are the scuttling alien beastie things that we saw in the last trailer Cap and whatnot were fighting. And so they are coming through this force field and they're fighting stuff. This is great content. Then we have Falcon flying through the air, because that's what Falcons do. Then these nasty alien things leap upon whoever is in the Hulkbuster armor. And it doesn't look good for whoever's in that armor.
It really does not. Those are unpleasant looking things.
I do wonder if the person inside that armor has some sort of natural defense system.
So what, if provoked, that person could suddenly just, you know,
yeah,
really lose his temper and just really go for it.
What I'm thinking?
Well, you think it's Natasha.
It's Natasha. It's Natasha in the armor. That's my thinking. Then we have Thanos. And
it's a more casual look at this point. It's a sleeveless, you know, sun's out, guns out.
So this is on that, I think this is on this world. He's saying something about, I hope they will remember you. And I think he's saying this to Tony.
Okay. So this would be the same world that we're seeing Star-Lord work with Doctor Strange.
Yes, and Peter Parker.
And all that. Yeah. Okay.
So here we have Tony Stark, and this is not looking good for him. You can see here the Iron Man armor has been almost entirely blown away. So this is at a low ebb in his career as Iron Man. And then we have Thanos about to punch someone, going in for the kill. And then again, jiggery pokery.
Very much so.
The shot that has caused a million people on the internet to go, no, no. We have Thanos, his massive fist. He is about to fist Captain America.
Chris.
And here we go.
And he catches his arm. Ha!
There's no way he'll be able to hold off this great big hulking purple brute.
You would think. And yet here we are.
I could do this all day. I can't actually. I'm really tired. And Thanos, how would you read this expression on his face? Is this kind of admiration for the guts of this human, or is it just like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think it's admiration. I think it's like, oh, he's actually putting up a fight. Why is he doing that? I mean, what's the point? It's not going to work. But there's admiration there. There's the sheer grit on Steve's face is worthy of respect.
Well, you wouldn't want to be punched in the face by this giant big.
No, that's fair, but I mean, I think it's more than that. I think it's meeting him fist for fist is not something that Thanos really expected, and he's you can see a little bit of respect dawning in his eyes there.
Before he punches his head off.
And you know, he's clearly a man. Look at that chin. That is a man who respects a beard, and Sharon Carter, yes.
Not in this film. What do we think this means? A lot of people are suggesting this might be the moment where Steve Rogers perishes. They would never show that in the trailer, but I think they want you to think that, obviously. It is intriguing that in the trailers we've seen thus far, Tony and Steve appear to be on very, very different paths. They don't seem to be showing up remotely in the same scenes
together.
They are
worlds apart, if you will.
They are worlds apart. Mm. BFFs, torn asunder.
Oh.
Well, what do you think this means?
I think this means we're meant to worry about both of them, because I've seen a lot of people today thinking this is it for Tony. When did they change his character name to Dead Meat? You know, all of these kind of things. And so I think we were all, you know, sort of already worried for Cap, let's be honest. Now we're meant to be worried for both.
All right.
But we have to hope they're in part four. Come on.
Yeah.
Shh.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think happens after the shot? Do you think someone saves Steve?
Well, we have, of course, seen in the other trailer, Bucky running really fast through a forest, much like this one.
Have we?
Looking a bit desperate.
Okay.
Maybe it was a still. I don't know, but I saw it. Pretty sure I did. Okay. It might have been in my dreams. I think he was rescuing his
buddy. No, I love him! He shouts. And knocks him aside.
And just like no one's going to argue. Oh.
And look at that shot. Look at Steve's beard glistening despite the absence of beard oil. Look at the eyes. Look at the hair. Look at the... Oh, my word.
A little green in them, isn't there?
There's a little green in the blue of his eyes. And then we have the Avengers logo. And it's all over. Except now we have a little bit of fun. This is the fun interplay I was talking about earlier on. This is a relief, I think, for anyone who thinks that this movie is going to be... It is going to be ultra intense. It is going to be serious. More serious so than, I'd say, Ragnarok and Homecoming and Guardians 2.
Yeah.
But it's also going to have moments of levity.
Yes, very much so. I don't think you can get these characters together and not have that, really. And I think it's... I also think this is just super charming. Like, you know, Peter being the good kid he's been brought up to be and introducing himself formally to the wizard dude. And Doctor Strange being... a bit pompous, I have to say, in introducing himself not as Stephen, but as Doctor Strange.
He worked hard to get those degrees.
He went to spent 6 years at Strange Medical School. So he's not going to be called Mister.
Yeah. Just to finish on a little bit of action, we see Spider-Man in the Iron Spider costume swinging through the debris
alien world
of
thing.
Whatever the hell this is.
Those are star-shaped ships.
Right.
Does that mean it's a maybe, Nova Prime place?
Oh, wait a second. He may be onto something here. So we know that he's going after the Vision Stone. We know he's going after Doctor Strange's stone, which leaves just the Soul Stone. We don't know what that is.
But he may be going after those by proxy, not personally.
I think that initially that's what happens.
Yeah. And then he comes back.
Yeah. I think he sends off his kids. He's basically going, I don't know why, because he frankly hasn't learned a thing, because in the previous movies, he's sent someone off to get the stones for him, and then they fucked up royally.
Yeah. And he goes, fine, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. And then he still sends off someone else to do it. Because you can, yeah.
This is true.
Men can't multitask. So he sent...
usually can't delegate, so I guess he's ahead of the game in that sense.
So he sent off the Black Order to get the stones from Doctor Strange in the Vision, which leaves just the stone that we think is in Wakanda.
Sure, theoretically.
And the stone that is with Nova Prime.
Unless he just came to Wakanda to follow the Vision, and then we wouldn't know where the Soul Stone was.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? We shall find out on April 26th.
Oh,
April 26th in this country. It's going to be very, very exciting. I am genuinely scared about how long the actual Infinity War spoiler special is going
to
be.
What is the longest slot we're allowed to book in the studio? Let's just book it for a weekend. We'll bring in some sleeping bags. It'll be fun.
That's a good idea. The weekend thing is a really good idea. We could do it that way. Yeah, otherwise I'm a little bit worried.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And if you've made it this far, then you have my undying admiration. I hope you're as excited about this movie as we are. And we cannot wait to see the film and bring you the Infinity War spoiler special. But that is it for this Infinity War trailer 2 Christ. Breakdown. And I think I'm about to have a breakdown. Don't forget the regular podcast is out every Friday. There is an episode that went up today with Armie Hammer and Timothy Chalamet and Rooney Mara and Garth Davis about Mary Magdalene. And there is a new episode of our monthly regular, The Ranking, that is up this week as well, where we rate and rank the movies of Martin Scorsese, which is, and do keep them peeled for spoiler specials and whatnot coming your way. We're hoping to have a spoiler special very, very soon for a little film I like to call Ready Player One. And then after that, we will have a spoiler special, hopefully, for a little film Helen likes to call...
Cap's Beard.
Right. On that note, thank you so much for listening. It's goodbye from Helen O'Hara.
Toodaloo.
It's goodbye from me. I am off to rearrange... I don't know. I was going to rearrange my my pictures so Thanos doesn't have... You know, he's not staring at me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
I think he's still going to be staring at you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, once the Fantastic Four characters come at the MCU, Galactus is going to fuck his shit up.
Fair enough.
Thanks for listening. Bye.